Anything before we go on to the next one? All right. Now, another thing I want to bring out that the author brought out in the beginning, he brings out this scripture. Now I'm titling this page as "Whose Table Are You Eating From?" All right. And I want to bring this up because there are with the invention of the internet and the World Wide Web, we are connected to the whole world in a split second. And when we really think about it, it's kind of a scary thing. I mean, Sister Linda is shaking her head, saying, "Yes, it is, right?"
It is, baby.
Yes, it's a scary thing that in a split second we are connected to the world. Therefore, we're connected to all the minds that are out there. And that is scary. That is scary. Last year, last spring, or yeah, last spring, time is flying. I went back to school and I took this class, and it was a literature class that I took. And I realized, I told my mom, I thank Yahuwah for the Torah. And I was able to see from the time when I was initially in college into where I am now, how Yahuwah has helped me and how he has helped to deliver and transform my mind. Years ago, where when I was in college and when I was teaching, and as an English teacher, as a literature teacher, you are exposed to the minds of all kinds of people. And where during that time in my life, I could read different things and I would say, "Oh, I see where the author is coming from and their message and all this." You can dissect the text and do your literary analyses and all these type of things when you're reading these various books. And some of the material I would really get into, I say, "Oh man, this is great." And this literary thought they're bringing forth, "Don't you see this?" And when I went back into class last year, I was just like, "Let me hurry up and finish these assignments." I was appalled at some of the reading material. Not that all of it was just so, but I knew why the authors were writing what they wrote. I understood why they were doing that. But yet at the same time, to see the depraved nature of humanity, the mind of people without Yahuwah and without any exposure or knowledge to Yah, can be a very scary place. A very scary place. Even as they talked about different and true things that happen in various cultures and countries to different people because of political uprisings or religious uprisings. So you understand why they're saying what they're saying, but yet at the same time, you're like, "Oh my goodness, I just thank Yahuwah for the Torah." And then there were other times where things were writing, and I'm just like, this person just has a perverse mind. They have a stronghold of perverseness. They have a perverse mind. These other people you're reading, you're able to say, "Okay, this author has a spirit of witchcraft." You see the divination, you see all this stuff. And I would print off materials that I had to read, and then as soon as I was done reading, I was shredding that material. I was taking it to the garbage can. I'm like, "I don't want this in my house. I don't want to even come across it again. I don't want my daughter to accidentally, to come and let, because, kids go through stuff, they see stuff, and oh, what is this?" But we have to be careful whose table we're eating from, whether it's coming from, whether it's eating, drinking, reading, or whatever. In 1 Corinthians 10, 21, it says, "You can't drink," or "you cannot drink both from the cup of Yahuwah and from the cup of devils," right? Of evil, of adversaries, of demons. "You cannot partake in both a meal of Yahuwah and a meal of demons." Now we know when we're thirsty, says Yahuwah, he will quench my thirst, right? He will let my cup run over, but I can't take the cup that Yahuwah has for me and how he wants to quench my thirst, or what he wants to impart to me as a gift or barakas that are overflowing, and then yet take the cup of of demons, of evil people. I can't also partake in a meal from Yahuwah, how Yahuwah, he will feed me with his word. You know what I'm saying? When I'm hungry, and he will satisfy my hunger with a meal from his word, with a meal of truth, with a meal of Torah, of understanding, and then go and sit at the table and receive and eat a meal from an evil person, or a person with evil spirits, or a person who is bound with strongholds. Now, let's look at this. So the author talks about that we can only serve one master. I think we talked about that last week. We can't serve Mammon and Yahuwah. We will only serve one. And the one you're not serving, you're going to hate the other one. The one you're not serving, the one you're not serving, you will hate. The one you are serving, you will love. And we want to love Yah. We do love Yah. And we ask that Yahuwah will continue to perfect our love for him, that we will perfect our love for Yah. So we have here, it says, it is important that we are aware of whose table we are eating from. Seeing, like I said, we're connected to the World Wide Web. Everybody's out there. Everybody has something to say. And there are some people actually who do have something to say, that Yahuwah is giving people message to go and tell the world, tell them of restoration. Tell them that restoration is here. Yeah. Yahuwah, that is a message that we're supposed to be proclaiming. Restoration is here. Turn from your evil ways. Turn back to Yah. Come and know Yah. Experience his love. Experience his deliverance. Experience his healing. Experience the joy he has for us. We're supposed to be proclaiming that. Mm-hmm. And yes, so the internet and the World Wide Web, we can see a benefit in that regard, that we can quickly proclaim the message of restoration, and it's available to the whole world in seconds. And we pray that those who are searching and seeking, that they will come and hear the message of restoration. And then there are people out there who feel they have something to say, but they really don't have anything to say. And I'm not trying to be judgmental, but we have to be aware that a lot of people who are operating out there many times by these various spirits. And then some of them are completely aware of who they are. They are aware of what spirit they're operating in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their role and their purpose just within themselves is to go out there and put out things to infect others with the same spirit, to infect others with confusion, to infect others with a desire that they don't want the righteousness of Yah, that they don't want the purity and all those different things that are the attributes of Yahuwah. They're out there. So there are those that are out there intentionally doing this. You know, if you read up on things or hear people talk, people who are in the dark works, you know, the witches and the warlocks, they will tell you that they intentionally do things and create materials and create music to impart their message and their spirit to those who listen and receive it. So we have to be discerning. We have to be aware of whose table we're eating from. So I want to put out some of these questions. It says, especially, there are a few questions. We, especially as women of Yah, we have to ask ourselves before we partake of someone's table. Now, as women of Yah, we know there's an order that Yahuwah has, right? There's Yahuwah, there's man, there's woman. That's the order of Yah. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a beautiful order. You know, we got two coverings over us. We got the covering of male authority and the covering of Yahuwah over us. And we need that. We need that. You know, Yahuwah, in the beginning, he creates the car. The car is a protector. He's a provider. He's a covering for Nakuba. He's a covering for his wife. Now I say, well, what are those of us who are not married? Well, we have Yahuwah. He is our covering. And then in and when and if we have righteous men in our lives, they are also covering. So as we have righteous fathers, they are covering. If we have righteous uncles, they are covering. If there is a righteous brother, he is a covering. So Yahuwah gives us double protection, right? So we have to already know that I have a covering. that I am covered, I have someone over me looking out. So as we go online, and there's so many things, especially that we seek to know because we have been so far removed from truth. You know, I don't think any of us are just out there just dilly-dallying around, you know. We're seeking information because we're just like, we realize, man, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. Oh, I believe this. Oh, what then? What, you know? So we're on this search for truth. And there isn't anything wrong with it. You know, there isn't anything wrong. We search for truth. And I tell myself a lot, in the university, I was taught, as I was trained as a researcher. And I worked for the political science department. I worked for these various professors. Many of them were from overseas, and they had written different materials in the world of academia. And so I was their researcher. I would have to go and gather information and say, I need topic for this, information on this, I'm working on this for an article or this or for class, go find it and report back to me. So I was trained to research, and I love it. I love researching, and I see how that prepared me to research and find information when it comes to what we're doing in the time of restoration. And this is good. So there's nothing wrong with searching. There's nothing wrong with looking. We just have to be aware of where we're getting the information from and who's speaking into our spirit. So we have to ask ourselves, what is the message? Let's, you know, when we go outside, we want to think of some of these things. What is the message that this person is trying to communicate? Because everybody has a message. There's something that they're wanting to speak to us, wanting us to receive, wanting us to believe. So then we have to first identify, okay, what's the purpose? What do they want from me to know? Then we have to ask ourselves also, is this person serving Yah? Now, a lot of materials that we get that I have come across, people were not Yahuwah believers, you know, because on some things, the information is just there because they're facts. They're facts that are known in the world, that are known throughout history, that are known in certain parts of this earth, and they're just facts. And there were facts that we weren't aware of because most of the schooling system taught us a bunch of lies. You know, they took out the facts and they gave us a lot of fairy tales, same things they did in the religious realm. So I'm not saying that we cannot receive information or insight from someone who's not serving Yah. I'm not saying that, but that is something we can't ask ourselves. You know, just that we know, okay, who's this person I'm meeting from? Okay, is this person known to be involved in the occult or the realm of witchcraft? Now, it gets tricky here because this is where we kind of enter into the spirit of deception.
Right.
Because we have people out there who have knowledge and they know truthful things. They have facts. You know, facts are just facts. They can't be debated. They can't be changed. They're just facts. But then also, they are working in the realm of witchcraft, like openly. They are working in the dark arts. They are working in false religion and all that. So then it's like, it gets kind of sticky because it's like, oh, what they're saying, yeah, that is true. But this over here, and our spirits will know. And we're just like, I don't know. Yeah, that was good. But he or she, they doing some other stuff, you know, they doing too much. And then, you know, we always kind of, we drop off, you know, like, well, I got what I need to get. I don't need anything else.
Right.
I don't need anything else. And then does this person have a reputation of consistent sin in his or her life? Mm-hmm. Now, at some point in everyone's life, we sinned, mm-hmm. right? And did not meet the standard, the target. But I'm talking about a situation where you got people who are known for things. They are known by their sins. They're not known that they repented from their sin. They're known by their sins and that they are actively and they are engaged in things that are not of Yahuwah. So those are other things we have to ask ourselves. And then does the spirit of Yah in me support or bear witness that this person is of Yah, or that they're pursuing righteousness? You know, because sometimes you can get some material. I can say in this ladies group and in preparing for this conference, I've gone online and I've looked and listened at different things and got different information and clips as hearing the perspective of others in what they do when it comes to things of homemaking, you know, wifehood, training, parenting, different things like that. It's good sometimes to, you know, hear what other people are saying and say, okay, especially if they bring it from a biblical perspective. If you're talking the Bible and biblical perspective and just common sense, I can receive. And you ain't got no other funny stuff that I can detect or know about going on. I can receive you. I can receive it. And it's nothing wrong, because to want to parent right, or to want to be a good sister, or to be a good servant, or to be a good wife, that's righteousness. You know, so they're giving me a message of righteousness, and I can receive it. Okay, then these are some things we have to ask ourselves about ourselves. All right. Yes. Yeah, so whose table are we eating from? But then sometimes we got to ask ourselves in the midst of all the searching for truth, and sometimes the research, and it can get, we can get bogged down sometimes. I know, you know, over these last 20 something years, many times I felt like, okay, Leslie, give it a break. Yahuwah has shown enough. You have this enough. You're fed weekly at the assembly, right? You have your ladies group. You have your sisters that you talk to sometime on the phone, and y'all give it a rest. Just break from all the searching, because it can become overwhelming. And then hearing all the different voices, and Yahuwah just sometimes he's saying, take what I've already given you, perfect that. And then in time, if there's something so pressing that I mean for you to know, you'll know. I'll ignite you again to go on a quest, but just rest. Sometimes we just need to rest in what he's already given us. You know, sometimes we just need to go and just perfect what he's already given us, and just say, okay, I'm putting the searching stuff on hold right now for maybe a month or so, because you know, it sometimes, and sometimes it takes too much of our time. I know I can confess I've been guilty of spending exorbitant amount of hours when I should have been doing something else. But I'm just like, oh, this is so good. Oh, look. And it's like, okay, go back, come back to the real world. This is what you got to do. So we had to ask ourselves sometimes, you know, have I sought Yahuwah about this subject matter? You know, is this something that I've already, you know, sought Yahuwah on, and has he given me an answer? Do I know? Do I have a clear direction? We can ask ourselves also, have I talked about it or studied with my assembly circle? So this is good. I love the ladies group, because we get to talk about so many different things, you know, that are on our heart if we choose to. You know, the opportunity is there, and sometimes we study with each other, you know, even outside of the group. So that is great. And those who are married, we can ask ourselves, have I talked about this with my spouse? Does he agree with me listening to this individual? And this can be our, for those who are actually married, like their husband, or it can be our husband, Yahuwah. You know, this is he, you know, in agreement with me listening to this person? Is this person trying to exalt themselves, you know, more so than the things of Yah? So